Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back. It's our 9 o'clock hour with the hot seats coming up in a few minutes. Et al. This is not even planned, but we have song off coming up. Now, my new song, Begging the Eagles to Get Rid of Rager, in which I do some rap.
Oh, yes, you do. Very well.
Will of God is our official rapper.
Yeah.
And I just found out he has written a song about Nick Sirianni. That means we will have a song off. Our song versus Will's song. Keep in mind now, Will is on YouTube. We're not.
He's a professional.
Thank you very much. I want you to know that. And on the line with us right now is a huge fan of Will of God and many of our quirky callers. He is a brilliant veteran talk show host who also works the sidelines on the Eagles games. The legend himself, ladies and gentlemen, Howard Eskin. Hi, Howard.
Good morning. Hey, I made Will of God a star. Did he tell you what he had to do for me?
No, what?
Stand at Broad and Vine and hold up a sign in rush hour traffic to show me his passion about the Eagles.
And he did it?
He did it.
Wow. See, Eskin, everything we're doing is basically a weak facsimile of something you've already done. You realize that?
I understand. Totally.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure you were clear on it. All right, Howard, we got a tale of two Jalens here. Can we start with Rager? Why the hell is he still being used? Why?
Well, there's no way he should be on punts or kickoffs. And they will find somebody. Mm. You know, I almost think, why? Because he's a first-round draft pick and it's only 2 years in. I think you're not going to be able to really get anything for him in a trade. You know, I heard that suggested on the station. I don't know if it was in the afternoon.
Yeah.
What are you going to get for him?
Nothing.
So I think you almost got to suck it up next year. He's just a wide receiver. He can't play as much. I only give it a 50-50 chance that he won't be here. But he cannot. They will have to, without question, and they will find a punt and kickoff returner, and it can't be Jalen Rager. I actually think he's afraid to get hit.
Me too. You know, he shied away from that ball, Howard. He shied away.
Well, I think defensively he's afraid to get hit. On punt returns, you notice, or on kickoffs, he shies away from contact. You can't be that way when you play that game. It just doesn't work.
Howard, here's what I need to understand. The coach, that fourth down, they're down 17-0, right? They got a fourth down and 10. They're going for it. Did they dial up Rager? Was he the primary receiver on the play that didn't work out? Because he never makes that play. Why would you be calling his number there?
I don't know if he was the primary receiver. One of the things that I think that we don't know, the coaches know, but we don't always know, and they'll never tell you, that Jalen Hurts didn't make the proper read, or did not go to his second or third read. He's not good at pre-snap recognition, and I think that obviously is a little bit of an issue. And then when he moves around in the pocket, I don't know. He keeps his eyes down the field, but I don't know if he sees everything. There are some challenges that really he's got to get better. So is Rager the primary receiver? I don't think all the time he is, although he appears that he may be.
Right.
And for whatever reason, I don't know why Jalen Hurts seems to have fallen in love with throwing the ball to Rager.
You're leading me right to Hurts, because that's a much bigger issue. Yes. He's been here 2 years now, Howard. Give me your read on how the Eagles feel about Hurts and whether or not he's the guy moving forward from here.
Well, I think they still have questions, and you have to. He doesn't do the things you need for a quarterback to take you to the next level. Now, he doesn't do them yet. I don't know if he can, but right now, when you play good teams, you are not going to be able to have success ultimately for what you really want, I don't think, with Jalen Hurts. Now, will he get better? You know, he says, I'm soaking up, knowledge. I'm like a sponge soaking up. I don't want to hear any of that sponge stuff anymore. I don't. I want him to be better at recognizing. And is that within the player? Is that teachable? Or is that just instincts? And that's what we're going to find it out next year, because he's going to be – I just don't see any way he's not going to be the quarterback. They're not going to get Russell Wilson.
They're not. You're sure of that.
He's on the downside of his career. Why waste draft picks on a guy that's on the downside of his career? Would I like Aaron Rodgers? Yeah, I wouldn't mind him. But, again, you're trading away your future for maybe 2 or 3 years. And why would Aaron Rodgers come here? So that's
what about Watson?
No? I think he was out of play. And I don't know, because it seems like Miami is not a destination for him now. I don't know if that was the coach who may go to Houston and he may stay there. But as a general manager, Howie Roseman has got to investigate the possibility. And the asking price, it can't be the same. It can't. You can't go 2 years like that. So if the asking price comes down, it wouldn't surprise me that they would investigate that possibility again and see what happens. Now, is he a good guy? Probably not, but obviously he's shown he's not. He's going to be suspended at some time next year. How many games? You got to understand that's going to be part of the problem or the issue with him. But is he a good quarterback? He sure is. And that's what – there's a lot of bad people around the NFL.
Right.
So that's just part of what the league is anymore, and you just kind of over – it's unfortunate. It is unfortunate that you overlook a lot of those things. So I don't think he's completely out of play. But outside of that, they're not going to draft a guy early. And they'll probably take a quarterback somewhere in the draft, but it won't be early, and he won't be the starter. Okay, so if it's not Watson, going to be Hurts.
Let me get some more stuff in here, Howard. This morning, Marcus Hayes is reporting that you're the closest media guy to Howie Roseman. He is reporting that Howie was extremely glum after the game. He appeared like a whooped dog with no dinner, and he plodded toward the team's executive boss, and did not take questions and appeared in a funk. Can you confirm that Howie is very upset and that this will manifest itself with a lot of moves in the offseason?
Well, first of all, I laugh at that opinion. What do you think, he's going to be happy? First, how many times have you seen Howie smile, especially in front of the media or in those situations?
Right.
They just lost the game. The season came to a crushing end, not just an end, but a crushing end. So I don't buy all that other stuff. I think they're going to do, but the reality is, regardless of the way he looks and the way he walks and all that, I think he's going to do a lot in the offseason. I wouldn't be shocked if he takes some draft picks to try to move up. They've got to get defense. He knows that. They've got to get free agents. They've got money. He knows that. And I think he will do a lot. That's what he likes to do. And I think he will do a lot in this offseason. Our heads are going to be spinning with all the activity
that's
going to happen for the Eagles.
All right, one last thing. Now that the football season is over, will you turn your attention to your beloved 76ers?
They are so unlikable. The coach is a fraud. The president and general manager is a fraud. They ought to be taken out in handcuffs for stealing money from that team. It's a disgrace. And Ben Simmons, you were right about Ramona Shelbourne. That is clearly from the agent.
Yep.
And it's just not a likable team. And I'm so tired of Joel Embiid. He scores his 30 points and they lose and everything's all right because he scored his 30 points. You've got to do more. Daryl Morey did nothing at the trade deadline because George Hill was such a stud. He's got to get rid of Simmons. It's addition by subtraction. And I'm going to – they are just not a likable team. And it's not just me. It's the fan base. We hear it with the callers.
Yep.
They are not a likable team. For multiple reasons, they're not likable. And Ben Simmons is a disgrace. And Jonesy, for once in his life, was right.
What did he say?
He said he doesn't love basketball. He's absolutely right. He loves money, and he loves himself. And the only reason he got engaged because he wanted somebody else to love him, and a 40-carat diamond will do that for you.
What are you trying to say, Howard?
Wait,
we can be bought?
No, I'm going to tell you what.
He needed a friend. So
you're saying, Jonesy is better on basketball than hockey?
Well, if he was good on hockey, he would tell you that the culture of the Flyers is awful, and that's one of their biggest problems right now.
You're breaking up, Howard. You're breaking up, sir. That didn't go through.
Jonesy, keep it real, brother.
You're breaking up, Howard.
You're not.
Pardon me.
Howard, you're awesome, man. Always great talking to you. Thanks, Howard.
See you guys.
See you, Howard.
Just so you know out there, at the end, that Sixers thing, that's what we call in the business putting the quarter in.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.